As this election season heats up, so are attacks on Obama's health care reform. Today in the Senate, Republicans tried and failed to weaken the law's funding. While in Florida, a judge heard initial arguments in the second state challenge to the law. As FSRN's Jacob Fenston reports, both challenges focus on the law's effect on small businesses.
The health reform law requires businesses to report purchases over $600 to the IRS. It's a way to increase tax compliance and raise money for healthcare prevention. But detractors say it would burden small businesses with paperwork, mountains of 1099 forms. Republican Mike Johanns of Nebraska proposed an amendment to a jobs bill that would have repealed this so-called 1099 mandate.
Our job creators will be able to focus their time and energy on hiring and expanding, not dealing with mounds of paperwork.
Another amendment from Florida Democrat Bill Nelson would have softened the reporting requirement by exempting some small businesses. He said Johanns' amendment would have eliminated health care for many Americans.
He is driving a stake into the heart of the health insurance reform bill.
Both amendments failed in the Senate Tuesday, but after the vote, Senator Johanns said he would keep pushing for a repeal of the requirement. It's not about health care, he said.
What we're trying to do is help out the job creators. You know, everybody says, well, I stand up with the business community or I stand with small business or whatever. But the reality is this administration is anti-business.
The tax reporting requirement is expected to create $17 billion in revenue over the next 10 years. That's according to the Joint Committee on Taxation. Meanwhile, in Florida, a U.S. district judge heard oral arguments on a second challenge to the health care law. 20 states have signed on to this suit, as well as the National Federation of Independent Businesses.
We had heard from our members over and over that they wanted us to do something about this law.
Elizabeth Melito is senior executive counsel with the Federation. She says her group supported health care reform, but not what was enacted into law last year.
We felt that what came out of the process last December was not going to address increasing health care costs, and in fact would do the opposite for small businesses. It would increase costs.
The plaintiff's main argument in the Florida case is similar to that in Virginia, where a lawsuit got underway in July. The Constitution, they argue, gives Congress the power to regulate economic activity, but not inactivity. If someone chooses not to buy health care, that is inactivity, so it can't be regulated by Congress. Therefore, the mandate to buy health care is unconstitutional. But Ron Polak, executive director of the health coverage advocacy group Families USA, says the provision requiring people to buy health insurance is perfectly within the bounds of congressional power.
If you do not have a provision like that, people who choose not to get health coverage when they have a health problem, they're going to go to the emergency room, and they're going to, in effect, require all of us who do have insurance to pay for their care. This obviously affects commerce in a very significant way.
Polak says the Florida lawsuit is frivolous, a political attack.
We're in the middle now of the most intense political season, and so the health reform legislation has become a forum for the opponents of the president and key leaders in the Republican Party.
Plaintiffs in the Florida case expect an initial ruling within 30 days. If the case isn't thrown out as the Justice Department is urging, a decision may come as soon as the end of the year. Jacob Fenston, FSRN, Washington.